producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, but I have just a quick question here from a listener on physician-assisted suicide. He has an aunt in Arizona with chronic pain for years. She is considering physician-assisted suicide. What is the process? I think in Arizona it's not legal yet. There's a bunch of states where it's still not legal. It's only legal. California just passed a bill allowing physician-assisted suicide. But the only states now are California, Montana, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. I'm looking it up right now. Arizona, I believe it's still obviously, well, it's not one of the five. Yeah, Arizona, no. It's interesting. When I'm listening to the controversy, you have people ask, why aren't doctors stepping up? Why aren't doctors, you know, jumping in, you know, and helping patients out more? Okay? You know, we're talking about giving them a medication and, you know, a doctor. For example, I heard somebody say, look, doctors are already telling patients, no, don't mix, you know, your Xanax with alcohol, or don't mix your pain pill with alcohol because you could overdose. You could, you know, stop breathing. You could unfortunately die. And so there was an argument that why aren't doctors then telling those patients that have a terminal illness, all right, I'm not going to prescribe something for you. Just go ahead and drink. No. Okay. No. It doesn't work that way. All right? And a doctor's not going to want to do that. By the way, very interesting. I looked up the site, euthanasia.procon.org. It talks about the type of crimes or degrees of punishment that are going to be inflicted on the doctors if they do try to allow you to commit suicide medically in those states. Like, for example, Alabama, it's a Class A felony. In Arizona, it's manslaughter. In Connecticut, second-degree manslaughter. In Georgia, 1 to 10 years imprisonment. In Illinois, Class 2 felony, Class 4 felony, Class 3 felony, or a Class A misdemeanor, I guess, depending on what happens. Louisiana, up to 10 years imprisonment. Okay, you're going to see a reluctancy of doctors in the states that don't allow it because we could go to jail. Right? And it's a very, very difficult position for you as a patient, you know, who's suffering, for you as a family member watching your family member suffer, for, you know, you as a physician. You know, going, okay, what do I do? I want to help them. I don't want them going home in pain. Another thing very interesting in the email, she has chronic pain. In order to get physician-assisted suicide, I know it varies by state, but there's certain requirements and eligibility. And, for example, in California, you have to be over 18. You have to be a resident of California. You have to be capable of making and communicating healthcare decisions, okay? You can't have somebody, you know, roll you in a wheelchair saying, go ahead and do it. And they can't, they can't defend themselves. You have to be diagnosed with a terminal illness that will lead to death within 6 months, or physically and mentally capable of self-administering the aid in dying drug. Okay, so because you can't, you know, I think what's tricky is your wife wants to administer it to you. You can't. The doctor is helping the wife give you a, you know, it starts to get a little tricky. But going back to diagnosed with a terminal illness that will lead to death within 6 months, Okay? There's going to have to be medical records. There's going to have to be documentation that you have a stage 4 melanoma or a ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease where you are debilitating and debilitating and they don't believe you're going to live longer than another 6 months. And so it's there's a lot of people that I think would be considering this. You know, I'm in chronic pain. I can't take it anymore, doctor. You know, let me out. No, that wouldn't qualify you. I'm looking in some of the other states, Montana, same thing. And usually these laws will kind of mirror other laws. Oregon, diagnosed with a terminal illness that will lead to death within 6 months. Same thing. Vermont, same thing with that 6 month rule, terminal illness. Now, okay, so let's say you do have that. All right. Well, then what happens? Okay. Do you get the drug right away? No. No, there's like a waiting period. There has to be, in California, an oral request to the physician, then a 15-day waiting period. They don't want you to wait too long, but they also want to give you some time to change your mind. Then there has to be a second oral request to a physician, and then there has to be a written request to the physician. All right, in Montana, there has to be very similar. After the written request, though, there's an additional 48-hour waiting period before picking up the prescribed medications, and then they pick up the prescribed medications from the pharmacy. In Vermont, there has to be, same thing, 48 hours after the written, and I'm just, yeah. So I wonder if they just didn't, I wonder if that's also in California, they didn't bring that up. So you see, there's protocols, it's not that easy. Okay, I mean, and you know, it's frustrating, you know, because, I mean, you're in that much pain, 15 days, and then another 48 hours. I mean, that's got to be extremely, you know, I couldn't imagine. And again, our hearts and prayers are out there with those that have to suffer with that. But then, you know, on the flip side, we just don't have the laws. You know, we're going to be passing things without the infrastructure, you know, catching up. Okay, you know, a doctor helps somebody out, and then, you know, a family member wants to sue, or a family member wants to put that doctor in jail. All right, you know, you know, doctors aren't going to be quick to prescribe unless they don't think there's protection. Personally, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. Again, I'm just very, very torn. You know, when I swore, took my oath, it was, you know, to help preserve the life. To help somebody die with dignity, I just don't know if I could do it. It's very easy to talk about and say, absolutely, we need to help our patients. But when you're the one making that decision and knowing that you allowed a person to die, it's pretty... It's very, very difficult. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I love these health articles that I see from Fox News or some other media sites where they basically list things that we're doing wrong. And I like it because, you know, it not only does it make us feel bad and we feel like we're getting spanked, you know, like, oh man, I should have known better. But hopefully, if we're doing 14 things wrong, we could kind of fix it and, you know, maybe one or two things and improve ourselves. So this is with our teeth. Okay. I like to talk about teeth on the show because our teeth are so important and I want to keep mine. All right. Well, Alice Lee, an assistant professor in the Department of Dentistry for Montefiore Health System, and Allison Newgard, dentist, also associate professor, has some things to tell us, okay? Number one, quit multitasking while you brush. When I brush my teeth, I'm watching the news, I'm yelling at the kids, and I'm feeding the cat, okay? Brushing your teeth should have its own set designated time. I understand in the morning we're rushing around, I get that. All right, according to Dr. Newgard, all right, to each his own, but I prefer patients to be in front of a mirror over the sink. You can be sure to hit all the surfaces of your teeth. You'll do a more thorough job when you're not distracted. Better leave the bathroom a few minutes later, having given proper attention to each step of your prep. Okay? It's true. Sometimes I put makeup on so haphazardly. I'm like, really? Like, I'll miss half my face? Don't ask. They say don't overclean your toothbrush. All right? They say give your brush a good rinse with regular tap water. Let it air dry. Store it upright where it's not touching anyone else's brush. More drastic cleaning measures can damage your brush, according to the CDC, and then that defeats its purpose. Yeah, I remember, you know, when my kids are first brushing their teeth, I'm like, oh, my God, I got to boil them. No, no, you don't. Okay, tap water. Don't use social media as your dentist. They say the web is full of weird and sometimes seemingly wonderful do-it-yourself dental tips. Unfortunately, these can hurt much more than they help. Don't go to the web. They said, I've heard of patients who go on Pinterest, and find ways to whiten their teeth by swishing with straight peroxide. That is not good for your teeth. Only use American Dental Association approved products. Okay? They say another online tip to skip is the closing your gap of your teeth with rubber band braces. Don't be doing that. They say avoiding x-rays is a mistake. Many of us do not want to get x-rays. All right? I can't think there was like a 2012 study published in the journal Cancer reporting a possible link between dental x-rays and benign brain tumors. But the American Cancer Association says the study does not establish any relationship that the x-rays caused the tumors, and that some people in the study had x-rays years ago when the radiation exposure from dental x-rays was much higher. So future x-rays and the current x-rays are much less radiation. So, you know, there could be cavities between the teeth, there could be cysts, other pathology of the jaw. So x-rays are pretty important. Try not to blow them off. Okay, a lot of times we'll store a wet toothbrush in a travel case because we brush our teeth in the morning and we head to the airport. That's bad. You could get mold on there. You could get bacteria, etc. So try to dry it out. If you can't dry it out, I would just say have a travel toothbrush and throw it out. Okay, another thing people do is drink apple cider vinegar. According to, Hollywood celebrities and natural health experts, they say drink apple cider vinegar. Unfortunately, dentists are worried that the acetic acid in the vinegar is terrible for your tooth enamel. So they say if you are drinking it, please rinse your mouth out with water, but still it may not work. So Dr. Newgard says, I just think you shouldn't use it at all. They suggest instead of drinking apple cider vinegar straight, try maybe a vinaigrette or use it in a, to soothe a sunburn or get the chlorine out of your hair. Yeah, I don't know how that works drinking it in, but anyway. Retainer. Don't be ditching your retainer. If you once had braces, okay, keep your retainer for as long as your orthodontist recommends. You may still need to use it a few nights a week, okay? All right, maybe you'll look really, really good from braces, but sometimes the retainer, if it's not used, your teeth will start to shift again, okay? Make sure to keep them clean. They say a mistake people make is they brush their teeth right after having orange juice. You've got to be very, very careful because after having acid, it weakens the tooth enamel. So then you could start having erosion. And so then you start to brush your teeth, you unfortunately could brush away some of the enamel. They say neutralize your mouth first by drinking milk or water or rinsing it with baking soda solution or just wait 30 minutes. Same thing with vomiting. A lot of us will throw up and then we'll immediately brush our teeth. They say try to rinse first before you start to scrub your teeth. A lot of people ignore teeth grinding. All right, this is me. Bruxism. I clench my teeth. I grind my teeth. I have a mouth guard now, but I just keep grinding, okay? And it causes jaw pain, headaches, oh my gosh, fatigue, my teeth, oh my gosh, my teeth are so worn down in the back. I don't know why I grind them. It's probably because I'm just sitting there going, Obamacare, Obamacare, and I just sit there in the middle of the night, just, Anyway, many times you don't know, okay? The dentist can give you a mouth guard. That does protect you, but one of my oral surgeon buddies, you know, warned me and said, look, you know, you're grinding during the day. You got to mentally tell yourself to stop doing it. And I know with the mouth guard, I just sit there and knead my teeth into it, so I'm still moving the jaw. But I got to admit, my headaches have gone down. Smoking. We know smoking's bad for you, but people smoke and they forget what it does to the teeth. It stains the teeth, it causes bad breaths, but don't forget the gums. Smoking will cause gum recession. When you start to lose the gum, you could also have bone loss and tooth loss. You need your gum. Gum is very protective. So if you guys smoke, try to get off of that. Another thing a lot of you guys do, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about 14 things that mistakes you're making with your teeth, being written by some dentists for Fox News. Don't skip your dentist appointments. Every 6 months, guys, every 6 months. Okay? If you do that, got the dentist taking care of your teeth, the hygienists are awesome. I forget, or sometimes I don't have the money. I don't have dental insurance. And so, you know, I'm like, gosh, you know, do I have the money for a cleaning? You know, and then I'm like, oh, you know, I'll put it off today. And today turns into a week, turns into a month, turns into a year. Don't be doing that, okay? And there's a lot of dentists out there now that offer cash discounts. If you do have dental on your insurance plan, and I think some of the Obamacare insurance plans on the exchanges have it, take advantage of it. If it has a cleaning and you only have a copay, take advantage of it. Another mistake people make is they don't drink enough water, okay? Tap water especially has some fluoride, and that will strengthen your teeth, okay? They say swish with and drinking the water is also a great way to take off sugars and acids from your teeth. Many of you guys skip calcium and vitamin D. Don't be doing that. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, adult women need 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium, 4,000 to 1,000 units of vitamin D. But get it from food, okay? We usually don't recommend, you know, getting supplements from that. Try to get those, that amount in your food. Your body absorbs about 500 milligrams of calcium per at a time. So that would be, you know, some milk, glass of milk, and maybe some yogurt or cottage cheese or whatever, three times a day. And don't reach for the wrong mouth rinse. There's a lot of cosmetic rinses, okay? And that's supposed to help you with some bad breath. Unfortunately, you know, you need these therapeutic rinses, some that have fluoride with it, some antimicrobial agents that could get rid of gingivitis, cavities, etc. We don't usually do fluoride rinses for kids because we don't want them to swallow it instead of spit and fats. I don't think we use fluoride toothpaste for kids under two because we don't want them to ingest too much fluoride. Because you know how kids suck on their toothbrush and they eat their toothpaste? So we usually don't give them fluoride. We usually don't use fluoride in their toothpaste under two. But for everybody else, you know, make sure you're using fluoride, but also make sure your kids aren't drinking it. All right, so that's your teeth. We just taught you a lot about your teeth. And look, guys, I know it's like, you're like, okay, wait a second. Okay, so I got to check the prostate. I got to do the mammogram. I got to check the cholesterol. I got to get my heart checked. It's too much. Yeah, but I mean, look at what you do with your cars. You guys are gassing it up. You're checking the air pressure. You're checking the fluid levels. You guys spend more time on your cars than you do your body. Come on. And we let our teeth go. We're like, well, they're there, they're bone. Everybody thinks because they're bone, they don't have to do, you know, worry about it. Trust me, you start to mess with your teeth, it's bad. So, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Who does not get the flu shot? There's actually people that do not get the flu shot. All right, we'll see what an expert has to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you guys all know I'm a huge fan of the flu shot. Right, I gave my son a flu shot on TV yesterday, live TV, on the Morris Show. It actually went really, really well. Okay, we were talking about things you could do to kind of prevent the flu. You know, foods that can, you know, kind of help in terms of getting your proteins in, you know, your meat and your beans. Can't go wrong with beans, all right? They seem to help provide zinc, all right, which seems to be immune boosting. Also, we like healthy blood cells, and protein seems to help with that. We were talking about how nuts could give you magnesium that also can boost some immune properties. But I'm a big fan of the I'm a big fan of the flu shot. And the reason why I'm a big fan of the flu shot is because it is, it works. Even last year's worked. Maybe it had a very low efficacy, but, you know, a lot of my patients who got the flu shot didn't get the flu. So it worked in my neck of the woods. So we were pretty happy about that. Okay? Flu shot also can also protect against pneumonia. They say getting a flu shot can protect you not only from the flu, but pneumonia, which is the leading cause of flu-related hospitalization and deaths. Most children and adults hospitalized for flu-related pneumonia have not had a flu shot. They say influenza vaccine could, sorry about this, I'm having computer issues, can subsequently reduce the risk of hospitalization of pneumonia and serious complications. And a lot of people are like, well, how do people die from the flu? Okay, well, flu in and of itself could be very, very debilitating, but pneumonia is one of the biggest things that ensues with flu. And so when somebody gets a flu and they go into the hospital with pneumonia, if we could prevent the flu to begin with, obviously we could prevent the pneumonia. They say 57% of hospitalizations due to influenza pneumonia could be protected from the flu vaccine. This report was published today in the Journal of American Medical Association, yesterday, I think. And so for the study, Grijalva and colleagues collected data on 2,800 patients hospitalized for pneumonia in four U.S. hospitals from January 2010 to June 2012. Approximately 6% of these patients had flu-related pneumonia, while other patients were hospitalized for pneumonia that wasn't caused by the flu. Look, this, we're going to be coming into pneumonia season, okay? Pneumonia season. Number one bacteria that causes pneumonia is streptococcal pneumonia. And strep pneumo is the number one across the whole board. So, you know, medical students will get asked, what's the number one pneumonia that affects people with HIV? AIDS. And they're like, oh, is it mycoplasma? Is it pneumocystis carinii, PCV? No, it's strep. Strep is the number one pneumonia across the board. And the reason why it's number one is because it's one of the most common bacteria out there. And if you're susceptible to getting pneumonia, all right, and there's strep, dispensed and aerosolized, in all sorts of places, then it's going to set up shop. Whether you have HIV or whether or not, whether you are vulnerable with the flu, is going to set up shop and infect you, which is another reason why we always recommend the pneumonia shot for people. Because we want to make sure that they have protection also as we're coming into flu season. So it's serious stuff, okay? Anybody vulnerable to getting pneumonia, all right, can get pneumonia. Whether you have flu, whether you have anemia, whether you have diabetes, whether you have a chronic illness, whether you're on immunosuppressive drugs because you had a transplant, whether you have HIV or AIDS, not HIV, but AIDS, you could then be susceptible to getting strep pneumo. So, of course, we're going to recommend that you get the flu shot and have some sort of protection. So, in the United States, annual flu epidemics send more than 200,000 people to the hospital and kill as many as 49,000 people a year, according to the CDC. All right? Pneumonia, again, the leading cause of hospitalization and death. So, flu is an enabler. It also allows heart disease, appendicitis, sore throats, earaches. Flu allows things to ensue and take advantage, okay? So who doesn't need to get the flu shot? Who is in the clear? This is an interesting article from Time Magazine, okay? CDC has recommended the flu shot for nearly all people. Okay, nearly all people. It protects against three or four flu viruses, depending on if you're going to take the quadrivalent or the trivalent. Okay, but if you're a baby under 6 months old and you're listening to this, you don't get the shot. You do not get the flu shot if you're a baby under 6 months old because we do not have a shot that is for babies. Okay, we don't. All our shots are usually 6 months and above. People who have life-threatening allergies to the vaccine. Or if you have allergies to ingredients that are in it. They say some people that have severe gelatin allergies shouldn't take it. People with severe allergies to antibiotics may not qualify. There are some people that should consult their doctor before getting the shot. So let's say you have an egg allergy, okay? Or if you're allergic to other ingredients that could be in the vaccine. There are special considerations made for people who have had reactions to eggs because the majority of vaccines contain a small amount of egg. Flu vaccines have usually been made in an egg-based process, and that's been happening now for over 70 years. There's also issues with neurological diseases. All right, so some of you that have ever had Guillain-Barré, which is a paralyzing neurological condition, you don't get the flu shot. If you're not feeling well, if you have high fever, we'll probably tell you to wait and consult your doctor. So there are some people that, you know, may not be getting the flu shot. So what do you do? How do you protect yourself from getting the flu? All right. Well, like I said, all right, you want to stay healthy. You want to make sure you're nutritionally stable. Make sure you get your vegetables. Make sure you're getting your food. A lot of, you know, these kids, like in college or high school, you know, they eat like crap. And then they get sick. You know, they say, ah, and you know what, the kids are resilient because they're not little kids and they're not old people, so they're resilient. No, they're not. They're undernourished. They're malnourished. And when these kids are malnourished or even in poverty-stricken areas, they can get sick a lot easier. So we recommend making sure they get well-fed. And then another thing also is we need to make sure that they get good sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, that's going to be an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have General Mills recalling 1.8 million boxes of Cheerios. That is a lot. What's been going on? Well, all right. So first, I guess there's people with gluten allergies. Is that what's going on here? They say there is the products being labeled as gluten-free, unfortunately, may have gluten or wheat products. The affected Cheerios have better if used by dates from July 14th to the 17th. A few food manufacturer General Mills said, I apologize, I'm really having some pop-up issues. I'm really sorry. That it's Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios cereals. I guess there was an incident that may have added wheat into products labeled as gluten-free. The company is based out of Minneapolis. Said, I like Honey Nut Cheerios. Said in a news release that Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios cereals produced at its Lodi, California facility on certain dates might trigger illness or severe reactions for people with wheat allergies, celiac disease, or gluten intolerance. There were 4 days of production of the original Cheerios and 13 days of production of the Honey Nut Cheerios at the California facility. Someone's getting fired. They say our Lodi production facility lost rail service for a time, and our gluten-free oat flour was being offloaded from rail cars to trucks for delivery to our facility on the dates in question. According to Jim Murphy, president of General Mills, he says, in an isolated incident involving purely human error, wheat flour was inadvertently introduced into our gluten-free oat flour system at Lodi. Though General Mills did share their information. They've been really open about it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Said, and I know people make fun of those of you guys out there with gluten-free, that need to eat gluten-free. Don't be making fun of anybody. Anybody with celiac disease or any major GI condition where they cannot take gluten, all right? And I think even people that don't have celiac disease but have very, very sensitive bowels, I've been recommending gluten-free, and it's been helping them. It's not fun. Okay, you know, for those of you that, have ever had real bad bowel cramps, real bad bloody diarrhea, you feel like you're losing the lining of your colon, okay? Just remember how that feels, and that can happen if you eat gluten and you're sensitive to it. 1-877, or that's what it feels like. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm really excited. I get to speak at UNLV tonight to the Associated of Pre-Health Professionals. So we're talking to pre-dental, pre-med, pre-pharmacy, pre-nursing, pre-ophthalmology, pre-physical therapy, pre-physical trainer. Well, a lot of kids, good kids. You know, I went to UNLV, so we're, you know, known as the Rebels. And, by the way, you guys watching UNLV football? We're doing pretty good under Tony Sanchez. I'm pretty proud of UNLV football team. Doing pretty good. I'm so excited. You know, haven't been able to really get behind UNLV football in a long time because, you know, basketball overshadowed it for so many years. And they really seem to be doing pretty good. But anyway, so Mama Rebel, because we're the Rebels, UNLV Rebels, Mama Rebel is going to go to the school and help nurture and support the little baby Rebels. And university little baby, they don't think they're babies. You know, I mean, you look at them. You look at these 20-year-olds. You're like, ah, you little baby. Some of them are 18. You're like, really? Man, I thought I was, like, old running around that campus. I was, like, out of the house. I was done with high school. I'm living on my own, supporting myself, working, trying to pay my own rent, working a bunch of jobs, making ends meet, trying to find a date. It was pretty exciting. You know, I didn't think it was a baby. But, you know, they got little babies. So Mama Rebel's going to help her little baby Rebels tonight. Cannot wait. No breastfeeding. Nah, they don't need that. All right. So, Powerball winner's been revealed. Man, $310 million. You know, it's interesting. You know, whenever you see the Powerball winners, they look calm. Have you ever seen a Powerball winner? I mean, if I was taking a picture, I'd be like, ah! You know what I think it is you win the $310 million, and then they hand you a fake paper check. Yeah, she's going to get money. Well, I'll tell you what she's going to get. But she has to hold this big cardboard thing that really isn't the money. So, of course, she has to feign a smile that she's holding something fake, and she's probably thinking, you know, am I really going to get the money? I mean, you know, they gave me this cardboard thing. All I know is if I won it, even in the pictures, 5 days later, 25 days later, 2,500 days later, I'd be like, ah, you know, with my mouth all open and, you know, tongue falling out and all googly-eyed. She is the sole winner. She doesn't have to split it with nobody. This is Michigan's second largest lottery win in the state's history. The winner, Julie Leach, is 50 years old. She is still in, quote, disbelief, adding that she told her boss that she doesn't need a raise before quitting her job at a fiberglass company. See, I would still work. I know that sounds like easier said than done, but I just need to work. So I don't know if I would quit my job right away. I would probably wait for the first check, for the first allotment. And then I'd be so afraid that something would happen and I'd lose it all. You know, like a zombie apocalypse, something like that. But I would still probably go to work. I mean, I may not work full time. Well, mind you, my full time, I mean, I basically work from 6 in the morning till, you know, 8, 9 at night. So I would probably maybe cut my hours back to like a 9 to 5 day in terms of work. Yes, yeah, so that's probably what I would do. All right, she goes, I don't know what to say. I am just overwhelmed. Leach described the day she discovered she was the winner. I was having a really bad night at work, and I thought I'd better check my numbers. She was shaking when she slowly realized she won. She said she went back to work where she is a supervisor to ask the coworkers to verify the numbers. Oh, I would not do that because the coworker could smack her upside the head and grab the ticket. She said she's going to accept the lump sum cash option of $197.4 million. After taxes, her payout will be $140 million. Okay, this is what I want to know. Everybody always wants the lump sum. And I'm sure financial analysts would say to do that. But here's my problem. After taxes, her payoff is $140 million, and the original pot was $310.5 million. If you got that spread out over how many years they give you, okay? So let's say they give you monthly amounts. If somebody said, look, you're going to get it all, and I'm going to give you $1 million a month, I mean, yeah, it would be nice to buy a building and you know, get a but I don't know. Part of me would think, let me get the whole 310 minus taxes would be what, let's just say 200 million. You know, she lost $60 million by wanting it all. That's kind of a lot of money. I would say, you know what, fine, spread it out because I'm still going to be getting big chunks of money. I'm going to be getting what, 10, 20 million a year? That's a big chunk. I could do a lot with that. You could buy, you know, a house on Boardwalk and Park Place, put up a hotel. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of just always being able to count on having money come in. I don't know. She has a boyfriend of 36 years, Vaughn Avery. Oh, man, he better marry her. Ooh, really? He hasn't popped the question in 36 years? She said he wanted to go to work, and I said, are you crazy? We don't have to work anymore. She wants to take care of her children, 11 grandchildren. Oh, that's why. You know what? You want to get the money, and then you can kind of split it up. All right. Hubby has to sign a prenup. He did. He did try to propose to her several times in the past, but she refused because she was worried about her friends who got divorced. Oh, boy. She could probably get, like, Michael Fassbender or somebody, like, really, really sexy. He is in trouble. All right. So the ticket was sold at a Shell gas station in Three Rivers, Michigan, right near the border with Indiana. The drawing took place September 30th. The winning numbers were 21, 39, 40, 55, 59, and Powerball 17. The state's largest jackpot was $337 million. It was won by Donald Lawson. Wow. Wow. I tell you, man, I know. You know what? Listen, we're all doing good. Okay? We're all happy. You know, I'm going to have a nice bowl of Top Ramen tonight. I'm really, really excited about that. I'm going to watch, you know, a TV show on Netflix, and I'm going to work on my reports. I could live with that. I don't need a $310 million Powerball jackpot. Fubbing. Stop fubbing up your relationship. Apparently, we're giving more attention to our phone than our significant other, and the habit is called fubbing. Okay, you're supposed to be spending quality time with your partner, have sex, etc., and people are whipping out their phone, and it makes people mad. Okay? I make my husband mad because I'm in the middle of a text, and I don't stop the text to listen to him. I'm going to finish my text because I'm finishing my thought process. And so I know he's like, wait a second here. Okay, I'm talking to you. I'm like, let me finish my text, please. Well, who are you texting? My boyfriend. What? No, I give him crap. So fubbing is short for phone snubbing. It's a term coined to capture the practice of ignoring the person you're with by paying more attention to your phone than to them. StopFubbing.com is a website devoted to spreading awareness about behavior. If fubbing was a plague, it would decimate six Chinas, they said. That doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, more than 46% said they have been fubbed by the partner. More than 22% said fubbing caused issues in a relationship. And 37% say they feel depressed at least some of the time. Here's the thing. Maybe I need a real good fubbing. Oh no, seriously. You know, to know how it feels. Okay? Because I don't like being ignored. I like being, you know, talked to. You know, but then some of you are like, you know what, I could use a good fubbing anyway. And that's not the type of fubbing I'm talking about. I'm talking about being ignored because of social media. I think it's pretty scary. Alright, so, stop pulling out the cell phone when you eat. Okay? You could use your cell phone when you go to the bathroom. Use your cell phone during private time. Okay? If you're in the middle of a conversation, you know, by the way, if you really want to please somebody on a date or whatever, let the phone ring and you just kind of look at, like, I don't care about the phone. I care about what you have to say. The problem is when that happens, I have, like, my hair on the back of my neck going, I gotta check it. Ugh. All right, no fubbing. That sounds sexy, though, to be fubbed. Don't go away, 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.